Republican Governor Link Group hammers Nevada's Steve Sisolak for job-killing taxes. By Jacob Bliss on June 21, 2022. Get families back to work, a 501c4 social welfare nonprofit organization linked to the Republican Governors Association, has reportedly launched a television and radio ad campaign pounding Nevada's Governor Steve Sisolak, D, for economic issues like job-killing taxes. The 30-second television and radio ad campaign, first reported by the Nevada Independent, is backed with $2 million to hit the Silver State's governor just weeks after the state's primary. The ad is one of the first from a major third party to attack Sisolak. Tuesday's ad links the state's skyrocketing gas prices and national reports on heightening inflation to the poor economic decisions Sisolak made during his time as governor. The ad cites national news reports on out-of-control price hikes hitting Americans. One of the reports is an April KNPR report on how inflation is hammering Nevadans while noting the state has the second highest unemployment rate in the country in May, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics. A 2019 Las Vegas Review-Journal report mentioned in the ad also claimed that the governor pushed for job-killing taxes on small businesses when he signed legislation to extend permanently and avoided a scheduled decrease in the state's payroll tax rate. The Nevada Independent noted other pieces of legislation Sisolak that the ad referenced. Another two pieces of legislation signed by Sisolak in 2019 are mentioned in the ad, described as the incumbent governor supporting higher fuel taxes and making it easier to raise sales taxes. The reference to fuel taxes is to a 2019 bill that authorized rural county commissions to implement, by a two-thirds vote, or question on the ballot, a 5-cent surcharge on gallons of diesel tax sold in their county. The bill passed on largely party lines, with a handful of Republicans in support in both legislative chambers. Supporters of the bill, including several rural counties, said the funds would address a taxpayer inequity where tax proceeds from normal gasoline sales helped pay for road maintenance and construction, but diesel vehicle drivers did not. According to a chart compiled by the Nevada DMV, 8 of 17 counties in the state have implemented the 5-cent diesel fuel surcharge. Sisolak has a tough re-election battle ahead of him, as he will face off against the Republican Clark County Sheriff Joe Lombardo this November. Jacob Bliss is a reporter for Breitbart News. Write to him at jbliss@breitbart.com or follow him on Twitter @JacobBliss.